Mike Shield is our guest here on this Friar Friday. The Manager's Report with Mike Shield is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better. Mike, it's been it was a long night last night. Obviously, the Padres weren't able to get the victory, and then they had to hop on the plane, fly here to Arizona, where they have three pretty important games remaining. On a night like this, where travel is rough, what goes into, you know, putting a lineup together today as you try to, you know, get guys prepared for the postseason, but also these three games you have in front?
Yeah, Tony, good talking to you guys. We'll run up pretty much the same lineup. I mean, we did get in later than typical, but we have a night game, and, you know, our guys are able to sleep in, and they're ready to go play. They all want to be in the lineup and get after it.
We're talking to Padres manager Mike Shildt here on 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for your time today. And you clinched on Tuesday. Guys have battled in the last two games. But there are still three games remaining in the regular season. So my question for you is, how do you avoid looking ahead to the decisions you have to make next week versus the decisions you have to make this weekend?
You know, we take it day by day. We're clearly aware and getting prepared for next week, but you know, we still have work to be done these next three games to, you know, we'd really like to come in and be able to play in Petco to start the playoffs. So, you know, that's still on the table, and we're looking to take it off the table and make it happen.
Mike, I want to take you back to the beginning of this season. As you guys begin this journey, you were pretty adamant about, you know, locking in on some of the smaller things. And I remember at a point during the season when a lot of us on the outside were talking about it being a roller coaster, and you kind of pushed back against that. What gave you the confidence, even as this team was teetering, you know, back and forth between 500, that you knew that these guys would eventually get to the point that they're at now?
Great question. You know, I'm glad you asked it. You know, we'd like to snap our fingers and accelerate a lot of processes that need to be put into place and create some clarity and allow some learning curve with some players. I mean, if you look back at the off season, there was a lot of question marks, you know, no particular order. You know, you slash the payroll, you know, $90 million, you lose a lot of, was over 600 quality innings, including the Cy Young guy and Blake and, you know, a lockdown closer and Josh and, you know, of course, Waka and Lugo and, you know, Nick Martinez and Luis Garcia, guys like that. And, you know, you lose a generational talent in Juan Soto. We got really confident. We had a great core, obviously, with Manny and Toddy and Bogey and Crony and you and, you know, that entire group. But, you know, plus you got a new manager. You got a new, you know, you got a fair amount of new staff members, including Victor Rodriguez, our hitting coach, and people that were on the staff last year that were in different spots, a couple. So, you know, and then you bring in new guys that have been great. Clearly, you know, Michael King and all the group from the Yankees, Higgy and Vasquez, Brito have contributed. Of course, we trade for Cease and Arise. Everybody knows kind of the story, but what I'm ultimately getting at, trying to paint the picture to a long answer to the question, is, you know, there's a lot of variables. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of newness taking place, and like I said, I wish we could just snap our fingers and go, yeah, it's going to be fine. But the thing that I had confidence in during all that, so expecting some kind of learning curve, or and quite candidly, you know, being able to stay at the at a place where we remain competitive with Toddy being out for a long period of time, Bogey being out for over 2 months, both of them over 2 months, Joe and yeah. And Darvish being out over 2 months apiece. I feel Manny coming back off of surgery. You know, out of the core six group of guys, really only Crony was a guy that, you know, was able to, you know, be consistent and be healthy. So us holding it together with, you know, a rookie in the outfield that never played outfield before has clearly rewarded it and been great in Jackson. And you know, so us being able to keep it right there, I thought was pretty darn good, you know, and some ups and downs were, I just knew were going to take place. I mean, I think, anybody that's been around the game, it's, at least for me, you know, would be naive to think otherwise. But really, it was just that day-to-day commitment from the group of guys, which, what a special group, as we all know. You know, the staff, we do our part. But just that dedication to continual improvement and continue to work together to put together what we know is how to play the game of baseball and how to compete every day, give us our best chance of winning.
We're talking to Padres manager Mike Shildt here on 97.3 The Fan. You just mentioned Yu Darvish being back, and with Yu Darvish being back, you have some pretty good options in terms of the possible three-game wild card series rotation. And I know you don't want to look ahead too much, but do you anticipate whoever does not make that wild card rotation will be available from the bullpen?
I think we're a little early on the, you know, finalizing the roster. I think it's possible for sure. It's a fair question, but I don't have anything definitive for you right now.
Okay.
Mike Shildt joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Mike, let's talk a little bit about Jackson. You get this young kid, and it, I think you kind of knew. You kind of were able to see him prior to this year and how he conducted himself. And I remember a conversation with you last year talking about how advanced in terms of mentally he was with the game. So you get this new piece, and you run him out there, and he's doing well. How much did you have to resist moving him up too quickly and giving him too much too fast, where it could have maybe, you know, been a detriment to him?
Another great question. Yeah, I got a real blessing to get to know Jackson the last couple of years through instructional leagues and big league camp, and then going to watch him play a little bit in the minor leagues. And really just getting to know him, and you know, the talent's a talent. Clearly, it's pretty special. But it's the makeup, it's the mindset, it's the mental acumen to play the game. So we knew we were on having a really good kind of player. Him making that move to center field as easy as he made it is beyond impressive. You know, for me, I'm biased a little bit, but I don't think it's really a question that he's rookie of the year. But then to ultimately answer your question, Tony, is you know, me and Victor talked about it a fair amount. The good news is we've had a lengthy lineup. We had guys for a period of time. Didn't really, you know, obviously at the beginning of the season, you know, it made sense to hit him down the lineup and just let him get his bats and let him get his feet under. And he started performing more. You know, we did move him up a little bit, got him up just a hair and in that six range. And again, had conversations with Vic about it. And we just felt like, you know what, we got other guys that are carrying the mail that have been doing this, and he's in a good spot. He's performing. He's you know, he's doing what he needs to be doing. And then, you know, he kept doing it. And so looked up over in San Francisco, you know, a couple of weeks ago and said, you know what, this kid, he's been able to pretty much handle everything we put in front of him. So I think we put it in front of him appropriately. And then we slid him up to the fifth spot, and he's, you know, he's done what he's done. He's been able to take good at bats and perform.
We're talking to Padres manager Mike Shildt here tonight. And what is the status of Ha-Seong Kim and when he could potentially rejoin the team?
Yeah, you know what? I wish you had really super positive news. You know, he's just hadn't been able to be able to get over that hump with his throwing. The hitting's not a problem. That part's good. But, you know, him being able to consistently throw with any you know, aggressive, you know, anything behind it and intensity, is just hadn't happened. So, you know, we're still – weighing what's taking place, but you know, right now he's not in a spot where we can count on him in the very near future.
Mike, is there a point where it's too late and you know that window closes?
There is. Okay. You know, we may be getting there. We'll know something here, you know, sooner than later.
Last one before we let you get out of here. I got to ask you. You mentioned Victor Rodriguez. You guys is the Padres' hitting coach. This offense is it has multi facets to it. Was this the plan all along, to have an offense that, you know, can beat you in multiple ways, or did this kind of come about as, you know, everybody kind of found their footing and it's kind of blossomed into this?
Combination, really. I've known Victor a long time. We're very like-minded in how we see the game, how we want to play the game and compete offensively. We both have always been believers in a very holistic offense, which to me makes common sense. We've had conversations to you about it. You know, there's a lot of different ways to compete in this game and having many tools in your toolbox to be able to do it because it's so situational-based and having the guys that can handle the bat. But our game's changed, and you don't have as many guys handle the bat. So the second part of that that's really been the biggest part because we can have all the philosophy we want and we can, you know, think about how we want to compete and play the game. But you don't have players that can execute that. It's just it's a lofty ideal that doesn't come to fruition. But I give AJ credit for this. And all our players. I mean, you know, look, you're good on the line, but AJ, bringing a Rise in, Solano in, Peralta in, these are professional hitters that play the game, have bat control, but also give credit to, you know, Manny Profar has led the way for sure. Manny's been tremendous. We've all seen him move runners, seen him hit the ball the other way. Toddy, you know, walk off hit the other day in the right center. It's not that you always have to hit the ball the other way, as you know, but if the game calls for it, that's what you do. And the little things can lead to big things, and we've had some big things happen for sure as well. So, you know, it's been a combination between, you know, a belief system that we wanted to create, and Victor's done a great job of creating a clear identity with the group, and then the guys buying into it and having the ability to execute it.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch this year. Three games remaining. Division still, you know, a chance to be able to capture it. You need some help, but you know you have the city of San Diego behind you. Mike, appreciate you coming on here this morning after the long night, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.